issues. It is now 3:33 p.m. I call this meeting to order. Can we do roll call, please?
Okay. Kate Elliott?
Here.
Kate, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Yeah.
Here.
Sue Krieger?
Here.
Derek Esparadas?
Here.
Leslie Derbyshire?
Present.
Zach Coble?
Here.
Ray Jordan?
Here.
And Lily Bogan?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you, Rick. Thanks to everyone joining us. We'll just move right along into our first agenda item. I don't know if she is still on the call, but if we do have a new city clerk liaison, who is starting with us, Susanna, I don't know if you would want to take an opportunity to briefly introduce yourself.
She will.
Hi, my name is Susanna Zamora, and I'm new to, just got hired with the City of Tucson, been here about 9 months. Prior to that, I was in the mortgage industry. Hello.
Hi, thank you for joining us and, you know, for your service to our city. We really appreciate you being our liaison and note taker, that type of thing. So
thank you for having me.
Yeah. So the next agenda item is a call to the audience or the public. I don't see any members of the public or any any non-CODI members or city employees on the call, but if there does happen to be a member of the public that would like to address disability issues within the city of Tucson, I'm going to take a moment to let you do that. Please unmute yourself or virtually raise your hand to be recognized. Okay, I've seen no person that wants to speak from the public. We will move right along to agenda item number four, which is consideration and possible approval of our October 2024 meeting minutes. Did CODI members have a chance to review those minutes? And if so, do you have changes, comments, that type of thing? That would be the time. Okay. Hearing or seeing no comments, I would be looking for a motion from a commissioner to approve those minutes.
I'll make the motion to approve the minutes from October.
Thank you, Commissioner Derbyshire. I would be now looking for a second.
Ray Jordan, second.
Thank you, Commissioner Jordan. Rick or Susanna, would you take a roll call for the vote?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Kate Elliott?
Hi. Yes.
Sue Krieger?
Hi.
Derek Espinosa?
Hi.
Wesley Derbyshire?
Hi.
Zach Coble?
Hi.
Ray Jordan?
Hi.
Lily Boga?
Aye.
Motion passes 7-0.
Thank you, Rick. So this brings us to agenda item number 5, which is discussion of Cody's work in 2023 and 2024 and its results. So I sent a brief note to you all as commissioners that I believe was in the packet you all should have received, kind of explaining why this agenda item is coming up now. But to briefly explain, last month, I was hopeful that we would be hearing from representatives of Sunvan at this meeting regarding their comprehensive operational analysis that was recently completed. However, they needed to delay that, that presentation and discussion until I believe they had actually, you know, given the results to members of the city council and probably others within the city, which makes sense because, you know, our elected appointees and or other city officials would probably need to know those results or those findings before, you know, before we necessarily would. So they know, you know, if policy needs to shift or, you know, what's afoot. So I plan to follow up with Sunvan either this month or next month to hopefully get them out in the new year. The reason for the new year is that it tends to be very hard to get members of the workers to come on a meeting around the holidays. That's just how it's been the last couple of years. So, if they have space in December, great. But I would probably try to expect them sometime in the new year. That being said, the next step was to reach out to the Parks Department. I know members have concerns and want to hear about what Parks is doing to both create access during things like construction at Reed Park, but also maybe sensory access at other parks. I did reach out to the head of the Parks Department, and she will be coming on in January, but she already had things scheduled for this month and next month, which is fine. It is what it is. But I think, not having received kind of notice from Sunvan until late last month kind of put a crimp in our schedule. So that leads us to today. And we had talked about going over like our achievements, our work, and kind of our direction going forward as a commission. So I thought we might take the next couple of months to try to do that. Today I just want to kind of ground us in what we have done over the past year and a half or thereabouts. So, to review for, those of you who have joined the commission since that time, we have worked pretty diligently at focusing on some key areas such as public transportation, physical access, both to like public infrastructure, including sidewalks and possibly business access that will be, hopefully like a report will be forthcoming just as soon as I can kind of figure out how to write it. And things like city HR policy as it relates to disabled folks, housing, there are other things, but those are some of our major issues that we've both talked to people on and written reports, reports to mayor and council on. I would like folks, folks' feedback on at this meeting is maybe, what they feel like, you know, the effectiveness or the power or the lack thereof of, you know, those methods. If we should continue on kind of in the same vein, if there are issues that we would want covered for the future, or other ways of doing things. And then next month, like, so, you know, this will be kind of an open discussion, and I will listen to the recording and try to take some notes along with our minutes. And then next month, maybe we can just decide on some strategic areas that we want covered and ways that we want, you know, to create an accountability relationship with Cody and, you know, and the city itself. So we can kind of make a plan for going forward. How's that sound to everyone? So I'm just going to open it up, but like maybe the first question is, you know, what are people's experiences with or thoughts on the areas that we have been covering and how we have tried to communicate that to mayor and council or other, you know, other entities within the city. Commissioner Jordan?
Thank you, Zach. I think I'm very pleased with the direction we have been taking over the last 12 to 18 months. The writing of and submission of our reports to Mayor and Council, I don't know how they are being received, but I'm happy with the way that they are being written and submitted. And I think, you know, change takes a long time. I think we need to continue doing that because it's very important that those people, i.e. mayor and council, hear from us, hear our thoughts on accessibility for people with disabilities in all areas of life that that the city controls, is that the right word? Has some sway over anyway. Is very, very important. I would like this to go further though. I think that we need to continue because you know, Cody is a body that provides advice and counsel, hopefully, to mayor and council. I don't think they've quite grasped that idea yet, so we need to continue to do that. I'm going to give you an example. I met a couple of days ago here in Melbourne with the Director of Accessibility and Inclusion of the State Department of Transport. A meeting that was supposed to go an hour went an hour and a half because we just had so much to talk about. He's a person who's not new to me. I've known him for quite some time. I'm quite active. I'm still active in that space here in Australia. And to get a direct meeting with somebody at that sort of high management level within a large department, considering that Melbourne is a place that has a very large and very accessible public transit system. There's still work to do in accessibility, and we discussed that amongst other things. The relevance of that is to what we're talking about now is that I don't think yet we have that relationship. You know, I can't imagine, I'm not sure one of us could sit down and have coffee with a director at Suntran, for example, and discuss specifically accessibility and how we are going to fix it or, you know, make it better. So we've got to work on that at a sort of a, at a personal level in some way as well. In addition to that, I've been invited to a function for People with Disabilities Day next week, which includes that person and a whole bunch of other people, officials, including the Minister for Transport, the State Minister, that Minister that is, and a whole lot of disability representatives. Each branch of public transit here, and there are four, bus, train, tram, i.e. streetcar, and regional trains. You know, imagine a train from Tucson to Phoenix as an example of that sort of train system. Each of those has an accessibility reference group, a group of five or six people with lived experience of disability who use those particular modes of transport. That's going to be a really big deal. But, and I belong to one of those when I was actually living here properly. Now, that is relevant to Tucson because I think that is what is missing from both SunTran and SunVan, a regular group of people who actually use the service regularly to interact with the officials of that service and tell them where it's going right and tell them where it's going wrong and participate in co-design of the system as the system grows, as new bits get added to it. All of that sort of stuff has been happening here in a long time, and that's been a huge step towards the proper inclusion of the people in making transportation accessible. I'm not 100% sure that it happens in other avenues, i.e. government employment, housing, but I've got a feeling it does. I've just not even been involved in that area myself. So sorry I've gone on a little bit, but I think those are some areas that we perhaps should be looking at.
Thank you, Commissioner Jordan. And I mean, I do share, you know, that disabled people are the experts about our own lives and lived experiences and accessibility needs. So, you know, hopefully, you know, Cody's work can continue to make inroads into that and create actual relationships, that are both formal and informal, informally powerful. So, and what I hear is that maybe, transportation would be an ongoing concern or issue that you want, to continue on. Commissioner, Krieger, I see your hand up. How about you?
Yes. Well, I want to kind of confirm what Commissioner Jordan said. Is I'm real pleased with the work we've been doing over the last year. I know our former chair Mia got us started with connecting better with the city, but Zach, I really feel like you've taken us to new heights, and so that does feel real good. I have a couple of wonders. One is I wonder how we could have conversations about maybe a wider array of conditions that maybe we're not thinking about or addressing relative to access. I just think sometimes of psychiatric and chronic health and cognitive kinds of concerns. And sometimes it just feels like we get stuck on the good old wheelchair user, myself included. And, you know, sensory impairment. So I would wonder if we ought not to think about what do inclusive and welcoming environments look like for maybe a wider array of folks. So I'd kind of like to have that conversation because I don't have any real answers, but I'm not sure I even have a good idea of how those individuals might respond to that. So, you know, maybe there's a way to get some feedback. The other comment I have is I really agree with Commissioner Jordan about, and you too, Zach, about having, about the importance of having relationships with, you know, the various departments. And I've been sort of frustrated, honestly. I've been trying for months, to schedule a meeting with the office that I represent, which is the city manager's office. And it might be that I've been a little snarky, because I don't want to meet with their chief of staff. I want to meet with the city manager and I want to meet with the assistant city managers and be able to get to know them and understand what they do and for them to know me as their commissioner, as their representative. And I haven't been able to make that happen. And I don't know. When I listen to Commissioner Jordan, you know, in Melbourne, getting to meet with everyone, it just feels a little frustrating to me that they've been kind of pushing me off onto the chief of staff, which I'm sure is a lovely person. It's not that I don't want to meet and know them, but and maybe I should be comfortable with starting there, but to me, if I'm going to make the effort to go downtown, park, and meet with them, it feels like I should be able to meet with them. So I'm just confirming that I think that's important, and I'll keep trying, but I don't know, maybe you have a recommendation for something else I could do. Anyway, so those are my two comments, but I want to thank you for all the work you've done because I think we're being pretty strategic and pretty productive. So that feels good.
Thank you, Commissioner Krieger. And maybe I will try to connect with you off the meeting more individually about ways we could ensure that you are able to meet with your, with the city manager or assistant city managers, since they are like the head of your appointing office. At least in terms of we'll figure something out. I think building those relationships are important. I mean, I appreciate that people, city officials are busy and, you know, provide good service to our city and have a million things going on. But, you know, we are constituents. We are appointed officials, so we should be able to, you know, at least have some time with those officials. So I share that. Just to clarify, I also hear you on focusing on other aspects of accessibility, and maybe there are ways we can bring either other commissioners on or bring guests on to the commission that have a different accessibility view or needs that we could ask what not that they have to represent their whole communities, but ask for their expertise
right
as well.
Yeah, just to maybe cast a wider net. And again, I don't have the answer, but, you know, I suspect even Commissioner Elliott probably has some ideas. So, you know, if I think it's just a matter of having some time to talk about it. So.
Yeah. Thank you. Other, you know, other commissioners, that would be a good time, you know, to unmute or raise your hand if you have thoughts. Sure,
yeah,
Commissioner.
I just wanted to, first of all, say I support Commissioner Krager's SNARC. I will always be in favor of SNARC. But I definitely, even before, you know, joining the commission and just, you know, being in the public audience, see, you know, great changes in what we've done. I think when I first started just kind of viewing it, it seemed more like this was a, you know, a cute little club for the disabled to get together and talk to each other. And it's evolved into, you know, being advocates and being, I think, successful advocates. We're making awareness. I would also like to say, like, I'm very impressed learning what I believe it's Ward 2 and, Paul Cunningham's office has done to help us. I find that very encouraging, and it's having an ally on the council is great. I would like to I know we it's easy for us to see the problems that are going on, myself included. That's usually the first thing I see. I think one of the things I would like to see is maybe recognition of some of the positive, just some of the, you know, I was on Fourth Avenue the other day, and I was at a restaurant that had a lift. You know, and I went in ready to fight and argue, and they had a wheelchair lift, so there went all my fight. So just recognizing that there are businesses out there and community members making changes, and I think, you know, still continuing, you know, fighting the difficulties that we have, but also recognizing the community members out there that are making accessibility possible.
Thanks, Commissioner Espadas. Was there like other than like kind of physical access issues, you know, which we've covered, were there other issues that you feel like, you know, you would like to see us advance?
I think it's a lot of what Commissioner Krager mentioned. I think a lot of the obstacles we face are based off of ignorance, not out of maliciousness, but people just don't think, right? Like, I'm just thinking of our the tracks downtown. Like, it's very easy for people with mobility just to walk over the tracks. And so there's no thinking of like, what if someone's in a wheelchair? I likewise don't realize what visually impaired people are going through, or what someone with a cognitive disability, and not so much that disability, but navigating things that we take, that are taken for granted as normal activities. You know, what is the SunTran situation for someone with a cognitive disability? And, you know, for some of us, it may be really easy just to, you walk in and tap, but what is that experience for someone else that sees that as a challenge? I know for myself, I'm often preparing an entire journey so that I can navigate things. So what is someone else with a different disability doing, and how much of their life is dedicated to that when there may or may not be a simple solution, but we don't know about it until we become aware of it and really can touch, get in contact with someone that has that personal knowledge of that experience so that it can be addressed.
Yeah. Hear you. I think that's, you know, a direction that we definitely need to expand into. Other commissioners that may not have shared yet, now would be a good time.
Yes, I'd like to say something. I did meet with my city council person, and she was very positive. She did mention, like, have we looked into issues concerning mental health? And I told her truthfully, we have not. You know, we might want to look into issues concerning mental health facilities, within the city that would help someone who is, either homeless or who is just seeking, some, resources for mental health. I feel like that is a topic that is missing in our discussions. I like what we have accomplished so far with trying to get sidewalks and accessibility improved for people with disabilities. I like how we have made it very improve, I guess, the communication between council members and city manager and mayor on issues concerning disability, you know, Cody issues that we've found. And so, yeah, I like areas that we have touched up on. I think there are other missing areas that we could look into. I like that we have tried to, with transportation, try to improve what's going on in the city of Tucson. I know it's a work in progress, so I won't complain too much right now about it. But yes, it is something that I like that we're trying to improve that. But for the most part, I agree with everything everyone else has stated and discussed. Those are just my 2 cents.
Thank you, Commissioner Bogan. Really appreciate it. Mental health and kind of, you know, access and city policies and government policies in general that affect that part of our disability community. We do need to think about, try to address, try to point out where they could be better, how our community could be served better. I do want to hear from other commissioners that I haven't spoken, but Commissioner Jordan, did you have a follow-up comment? I see your hand raised, and then maybe we can hear from our...
And I'd like to speak also.
Yes. Commissioner Derbyshire, you next, and then after Commissioner Jordan, and then we'll continue on. We have plenty of time, so.
Thank you. I just want to pick up on a point that Commissioner Bogan just made. She said, and I agree that, mental illness is certainly something we have not yet touched on, and we should. However, if her council member has said to her, has Cody looked at, people with mental illness and, you know, the programs or whatever that are available for them, it's kind of a bit backwards. It's the city who provides the services, or at least allows other organizations to provide those services. Cody is not there to do that. I'm just confused that comment sounds a little backwards from the council member. And thank you. That's all I got to say on that.
Yeah. Gotcha, right. Commissioner Derbyshire and then Commissioner Elliott. But Commissioner Derbyshire, floor is yours.
Thank you. So I have been a commissioner just for a little under a year at this point. I feel like I'm still getting my feet wet in this particular commission. I'm going to openly admit that I am a little unclear about all of our accomplishments, although I know that we've had, you know, a lot of very interesting folks come on to our committee, our commission meetings, which have been very enlightening for me, and I've learned a lot during that time. Here's the thing for me. I'm about accomplishing and completing things. And, of course, just as Commissioner Jordan mentioned, we really can't complete something because we're not, you know, a city employee. We're not a council member. So we don't really have the ability to make those final decisions. But we certainly can advise, and I would like to see certain processes all the way through. Having said all that, I think it would be somewhat helpful for us to keep a running tab of the stuff that we have been working on and where it is in the process flow. That might be helpful. And it might be helpful for new commissioners that are coming on. And so that's one thought. And then, Zach, I know that I spoke with you directly about this, and I'll just mention it here. I also believe in going beyond the bounds of you know, the city and speaking with the media and really getting the word out to the community as a whole, as a commission, to let them know how the things affect, you know, city members, like as an example, the sidewalks or the transportation, because I don't necessarily believe that this city is doing an excellent job at that. But if we can provide a resource for that by having a newspaper or one of the TV stations, you know, on a monthly or quarterly basis, do an interview of some sort, or we can help write an article for them and get it into the paper or on TV, I think that would be beneficial for the community and awaken them to what's actually happening for the disability community. So that's the couple things that I just wanted to add into the mix. And that's all I have to share at the moment. And thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Derbyshire. I mean, I know, I think tracking progress is a wonderful idea. And I can try to create a document to share maybe at the next meeting about that goes through what we have. What we have done, kind of steps, where that led, where that, you know, where that has stood for now. And then maybe like part of what I wanted to discuss next meeting is like next steps with some of our ongoing conversations or ongoing, discussions, and recommendations, you know, to different departments. So maybe, you know, that would be a good place for that we could regularly update. In terms of like media discussion, I mean, I think that's a great, reaching out to the media is an excellent idea, provided, you know, that our appointing offices, we should, we're all residents of Tucson. We should do what we think is right as, you know, disabled people, but with the, you know, knowledge that depending on our appointing office, they may have different opinions on, you know, what that means for us as commissioners. So I think, you know, figuring out where we can, have media contacts, would be like part of an excellent next step. 'Cause I don't know that many media members personally, but I know people who do. So, you know, figuring that out. Commissioner Elliott, floor is yours.
So I just wanted to speak, I guess, a little bit to what Commissioner Jordan and Commissioner Kruger said about autism is kind of falls into, invisible illnesses, more in the mental IBD sort of range. And about, like, I can understand why the council person would say that, would ask what it is that, what can we support as far as those groups go. And as, I've honestly, it's been a thing that I've thought about a lot myself, and like, what does that actually look in supporting the autistic community out in the city and things of that nature. I had, so I guess my question is, as a new council member, as new commissioner, what is the scope of what we can actually discuss or comment on or support? Like, what is, like, how, like, can we talk about, or can we, is homelessness is definitely a issue that affects all disability communities and things of that nature, but then are we getting to, like, are we out of our lane in that regard, or is that, like, things of that nature? Is that, can we go there? How far, where do we go, I guess, is my question. What's our limits?
So, Commissioner Elliott, I think we can definitely go there. I think maybe what would be helpful in like a discussion at our next meeting is like really thinking about, and you know, I can try to piece this together and in like the document that I will create about tracking progress and next steps. But if we are going to talk about like houselessness or you know, issues affecting our siblings with, you know, psychiatric or developmental disabilities, however, you know, we want to define, you know, word those things. You know, what are the centers of power, or what are the departments, areas of the city that cover those issues? So, you know, there's the Department of Housing and Community Development that does provide low-income housing. And, you know, some, you know, shelter services or works with shelters. We could definitely talk to them again. We've talked to them in the past. You know, they have limitations in budget and, you know, capacity. And, that's kind of out of maybe the department's direct control, but like, we can talk to them about ways, you know, we can assist them, or ways we can advocate for different things. You know, there's also law enforcement, which, we have talked to in the past. We have talked to representatives at TPD, in the past, but we have not done so in the last year and a half. Mostly just because, you know, there were other issues that we were covering and kind of had momentum. But I'm happy to reach out to TPD again and, you know, see what we can, as, you know, they directly deal with, many of our community. See kind of how training has grown, how their approach has shifted, that type of thing, if any. And yeah, so, and if there are other areas that, you know, folks are thinking about that are within direct city purview or control that affect our communities, like, we can talk about that too. I think it's, and I see you, Commissioner Krieger, I'll finish my thought here in just a moment. There is some challenge, I think, because some of the kind of government bureaucracies that exist to help, or you know, that our brothers and sisters and siblings have to deal with, are state or county controlled, which does not fall necessarily under the city's purview or, you know, ways of ways with of interacting with residents. So while we can talk to, you know, we can certainly try to get folks from the state or county on CODI, you know, our influence may be somewhat more limited with that. So, Commissioner Krieger?
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify. I think maybe the point I was trying to make earlier is not so much about, you know, treatment or services for specific, you know, for specific disabilities. I was just thinking that as we talk about how disability intersects with the bus, disability intersects with housing, with the police, with, you know, first responders, that we cast a wider net when we have those conversations. I just think sometimes we get a little stuck in looking at how mobility and sensory impairments intersect, and I think we just leave out groups. So I really was more concerned about what barriers do they experience when navigating, you know, the city of Tucson. And I'm fine with that for me, I'm fine with that focus. And I just want it maybe, like I said, to be a little broader. Anyway, I just wanted to clarify that because I wasn't really talking about treatment and services so much as trying to keep the focus on the city and its barriers, you know. And anyway, I hope that I just wanted to be clear about what I meant.
Okay. That makes total sense. And even I had sent one of somebody from our community to a SunTran meeting with Chris Despero's group this last week, and he ran into an issue with the app, the SunTran app, that sent him into full overwhelm and shut him down, and he never actually made it to the meeting. And that's, I mean, that kind of stuff really does, you know, affect, like, in a different kind of way with executive functioning and things like that, our community. So that all too, but I was just a wonderment about, like, you know, there's city policies for a lot of things. And so just how all that looks, and can we really, what can we say, was more of a question, but awesome.
Yeah. Commissioner Krieger? You might be
able to. Then I have one more comment, because another area that continues to be, I think, important to look at is employment and, you know, what the city of Tucson is doing to, you know, promote employment of a wide variety of folks. And, you know, what does that look like, and what are the obstacles to that, and barriers? So I'm still interested in that, too.
I think, you know, I think following up with human resources is something that we should do. Commissioner Krieger, I mean, I think if you are able to meet with, you know, the city manager or assistant city manager, that, you know, that would be definite issues that I would bring to their attention, especially given, you know, our previous conversation with city HR and some of its policies that didn't seem quite in compliance with federal guidance from the way they described. Did other commissioners have like other comments? You know, we do have some time left, but I was going to kind of summarize kind of what I heard, next steps, and kind of what we would maybe do next meeting with this kind of chunk of time. If people have follow-up that they want to share, now would be a good time. Okay, not seeing anything. So what I heard, and again, like I will go through the transcript, like I will listen to the meeting afterward and take some notes because it's difficult for me to both take notes and facilitate just access wise. But what I heard was that commissioners are generally pleased with the direction that we are heading and kind of the attempt to create accountability relationships between the commission and city officials, city departments. That shift, that type of thing should continue. That maybe we can take a broader look at both how we, not how we define, but like how we address accessibility concerns, hear from others in our community, that may not be part of the commission on what their access needs, might be or access issues with the city, so we can better address that with the city. I heard that, some sort of, publicity, getting the word out about our work, both within the city and through the media, might be called for, tracking our progress, in issues of that we've covered so far with, public accommodations, transportation, public access, HR, might be helpful. I heard that, maybe we need to return to, discuss housing, for people with disabilities, or lack thereof, with different city departments and or law enforcement might be an area that, we would want to focus on. And maybe we should research also, just different city departments that may and how they might touch our communities that we haven't really thought about. And again, like we'll address parks and because parks was kind of on our docket before this discussion. So, I will try to summarize all of that and provide kind of suggestions for directions, ways we can, do outreach, kind of create accountability relationships. I think, I don't know if I'm the longest, I don't think I'm the longest serving commissioner on the commission thus far, but, having been on the commission for 3 years. Yeah. 3 years now. I think, the way, what we're doing is new, or at least a new approach, that maybe hadn't happened for a while on the commission of like actually, making notes to mayor and council on what we are, observing and what we think about things. And while, some of those reports may not have resulted in substantive changes that we can see or touch right now with regard to city policy, it does put city departments on notice that they are being, held to account and need to address certain things. And it does, like the only way that we as a commission can create our power is to actually use that power to let our appointing offices know what we think. So that's, that's what we can do now. And what, you know, if we can make the public aware of that, all the better. Because well, the public has the real power in our democracy, such as it is. Anyway, you know, unless people have further thoughts, so we can move on to the next agenda item, which was just, I believe, just a sharing of kind of if I know Commissioner Bogan and Commissioner Krieger, you shared your experiences with both having and trying to have meetings with your appointing office, but you know, if other commissioners have you know, updates, or Commissioner Bogan, you had other things to share with your about your meeting with your city council member, now would be a good time.
This is Wesley.
Sure.
I did not meet with my council member, but I did meet with Chris Despero and chatted about several items, of which a few of those were addressed directly to the city. I'm not sure if that was done prior to the last meeting that I reported it then. I don't recall. But also, I was in that same meeting that Kate was in last week, and I just wanted to share that one of the items that I was concerned about for the Sun Van was heard at that meeting, and more particular, it was heard directly by Paul Cunningham, who sat in that meeting. And basically, in short, so, you know, the other commissioners will hear, is that there's a questionnaire that goes out to those who apply for Sun Van. And to my, now understand please that I have not applied for Sun Van in years. I did it years ago. But I recall a question that was similar to this where it said, do you, you know, can you access, or get to the bus? Which the truth of the matter is, yeah, sure, I can get to the bus. But the fact of the matter is if the bus drops me off somewhere that I have no idea really where my, where I'm going to is, then no, I can't use it at both ends. Or if I'm in an area of the town where I really don't know where the stop is, where it's an inaccessible stop, then no, I can't get to the bus. So the question is actually a truly invalid question. It doesn't take into consideration all the possibilities. What it does is it only takes into consideration the one parameter, and that is, can you get to the bus? Well, sure, I could get to the bus in certain circumstances, but not all. So I raise that, pointed that out as that is a problem. That's a failure to the questionnaire that is required for people to be able to access Sun Van. So hopefully that will be addressed if that question has not been removed already. But to my understanding, it still exists on that questionnaire. So that was one thing that I'm working on addressing. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Derbyshire. I mean, I think that's a very, you know, when questions that we have to deal with are antagonistic or don't take into account our full experience, you know, services or inclusion doesn't happen. So I'm glad you're doing that work. And hopefully that changes. And, you know, we can... Next time we meet with Sun Van, we can follow up on that. Yes. Commissioner Bogan.
Yes, Commissioner Bogan speaking. It's been a couple of months now, but when I met with Ward 6 council member Karen Ulick, she want to clarify what she was saying about the mental health. She said it is a hot topic right now, and if we've seen any issues come up concerning mental health, and I told her we have not, and that if there has, you know, if there's any issues that we are aware of, then we will discuss as a commission. I did ask her questions concerning employment within Ward 6 and if there's any people with disabilities on her team or within the ward working for the city. She and her team are not aware of any members with disabilities, so are any employees with disabilities. I asked her if they are open to, of course, they're going to say yes, but they said they are, back in October, there was the Dream job fair for people with disabilities, and they were not as a ward, but as a city as a whole going to be there for employment. It was the HR department who was going to be there. Other topics we spoke of were the city sidewalks that need repair, and that they have a list of areas that they are aware of. They were aware of I guess, I don't know if they're called grants, but the help that the city gives to people, homeowners who need assistance with repairs of their sidewalks. I did encourage her that, you know, we would want to continue that program and increase funding towards that program, along with getting that program to have more, I don't know if functionality is the right word, but to have it improve and have more jobs done in a timely manner. And of course, this was a couple months ago, so I'm trying to go off my memory, but I think that's about the gist of the meeting. We did discuss a list of items that were on the memorandum that you created, Zach. I think you created that with Commissioner Jordan. But yes, we did cover a lot of it.
Awesome. Thank you, Commissioner Bogan, for that update. I mean, I think that's good to hear that, you know, the city council member for Ward 6 would be, you know, interested in our work and, you know, maybe be supportive of more direct outreach to our communities in terms of city employment. And, you know, I think that's also a way to build both inclusion and, like, acceptance within the city is, like, if we have people working at the city with, you know, similar lived experiences as our own, you know, that does seem to be, you know, a way to kind of create a knowledge base and power. So thanks for that. I don't know that there are other commissioners that have other, you know, updates on their meetings, but I'll pause if people do, if they want to share. Commissioner Jordan?
Thank you. I had my first meeting with the Ward 5, my Ward 5 council member, several months ago, and we agreed to meet quarterly, but I have been struggling to, I'm waiting for a confirmation of my next meeting. Made contact a couple of months ago, that said, I suspect that my council member may not be very well, but that's also not confirmed. But I can say that they have one staff member with a quite visible disability, and I think another with a disability that may not be quite so visible. So that's something.
Yeah, that is something. I think, you know, the more people that can identify as disabled, you know, and claim that, the better, too. So hopeful that, you know, more disabled people in the workforce, and, you know, in city positions can help that as well. So thanks, Commissioner Jordan. We may end slightly early, but, hard to estimate our discussion time for some meetings. I think we could move on to our last agenda item, which is announcements. I know I have one, but I'm happy if others have announcements as well. Commissioner Jordan?
Thank you. I've mentioned in a previous meeting that I have an ongoing issue, discussion with Parks and Recreation and the Office of Equal Opportunity programs regarding the accessibility of Reed Park, particularly as it applies to the zoo extension that is going on, where an accessible pedestrian path was not relocated along with the two car parking areas that have been given up for that extension. So just very briefly, I received a communication from the city attorney's office, which unfortunately simply repeated the excuses provided to me by the Parks and Recreation Department and the Office of Equal Opportunity Programs. I'm not happy with that, and when I get back to Tucson, I will be taking that up, because I do not believe that anybody should accept a reduction of accessibility in any circumstance.
Challenges persist with that, and lightly, I look forward to a spirited discussion in January about some of those issues and future memoranda, if that is the course the commission wants to take. Thank you, Commissioner Jordan, and I'm sorry thank you for fighting the good fight on that. I mean, it doesn't just affect you. That's a lot of us.
Zach, is your announcement about Disability Pride Day?
Yes.
I'll let you do the announcement then.
Are you sure? Because, I know you're you can announce it. You're participating too. So.
I am participating. Well, Disability Pride Day is happening, everybody, on December the 7th, and it was just proclamated by our mayor last night, so it is officially Disability Day in Tucson on December the 7th, under proclamation from the mayor. And on that day at Udall Park from 11 o'clock until 5 o'clock, that is when the event will happen in the community center. We'll have some speakers, and it will have some entertainment, and it will have several different nonprofit organizations talking about what they do at the event. I think there's even some food trucks too. What else do you have to add, Zach?
You covered most of it. There will be entertainment. There will be a disabled DJ and dance party from four to five. after the performances that Commissioner Derbyshire is also participating in. That will be exciting. There will be an art show component as well, with some artists also making live art, like at the event, which should be cool. We're very excited, and we hope everyone that can be there is there, and hopefully, knock on some wood, you all, it does not rain on that day, because it poured rain in 2022 the last time the event was held at Udall Park.
But is it most of it indoors, Zach?
It is, which is fine. Which is the reason we're hosting it. I mean, 2022 is a reason that we're hosting it indoors. It wasn't fully indoors in 2022. But I don't want it to rain, because rain is hard for us to get around in.
We would remiss not to mention also that there's some sports too as well.
Other folks on the commission are participating in organizing Disability Pride Day as well. I don't know if anyone else has anything to add, but there will be a lot of cool stuff. So hopefully I will see a lot of you there if you are in Tucson at the time. So.
And we won't be allowed to discuss Cody business, right? Because it won't be an official meeting.
Yes.
Is that how that works?
We should not discuss city policies together. Certainly we can discuss disability pride and identity and the performances and that type of thing and how cool everything looks. So, Commissioner Krieger, and then Commissioner Espas.
Yeah, I was also at the city council meeting last night, and I just want to do a shout out to one of our own, Naomi Ortiz, who wrote the proclamation. It was just unbelievable. It was so good. And I thank her, and we should all thank her if we see her. It was beautiful.
Thank you, Commissioner Krieger. I'm sure Naomi will appreciate that, those thoughts. Naomi will be performing and doing a lot of things at Pride. So, Commissioner Espadas, did you have
more thoughts? I've recently been working with an organization called Differently Abled Entertainment. Their focus is to get people of all abilities into acting and film. So in December, they are hosting what they're calling the 7 days or the 11 days of Christmas, because their initials are DAE, which are also my initials. So it gets very weird when I'm working with them. But it's just various fundraisers, workshops. They're also open to just the community in general to suggest programming. The one downside, and we are working on this, is that the building is not accessible. There is no sidewalk outside of it, but we are trying to find funding so that we can make it accessible.
Good to know. Where is the building, Commissioner?
It is on Castro near Grant and Stone. Okay. But unfortunately, like I mentioned, there's no sidewalk, and it's just a lot of gravel. So there is some difficulty navigating. I did put their website and their calendar into the chat room.
Okay. Thank you.
But they're also holding auditions if anyone's interested in auditioning for Steel Magnolias.
Oh, cool.
But it's not accessible.
Not at the moment, but we're trying to. My understanding is that the landlord does have materials. We just need to find a person to do it that knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
To at least create a pathway from the parking area to the doorway.
Kind of the epitome of irony.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and it's a lot of just new nonprofit trying to find the cheapest place available.
Yeah. The other thing is I would suggest you talk to them about their name because, you know, the differently able euphemism isn't typically very well received by many in the disability community and might want to at least have a conversation about that.
You're welcome to the next board meeting.
Huh?
You're welcome to the next board meeting.
It wasn't what?
You're welcome at the next board meeting.
Oh, okay.
Well, I will let you all figure that out. Thank you for that announcement, Derek. I see the link. We can also Google differently abled entertainment. I know they're also on social media, so I'm certain that we can, and hopefully the access issues are easily remedied. Here's hoping for that. Other announcements? I'm not seeing any. I think we're at the end of our meeting, folks. It is, since it's not 5 p.m., I don't know that I have to call it close, but I'm going to adjourn the meeting at 4:50 p.m., everyone. Thank you so much for joining and, you know, always appreciate our discussions. And I will see each
of
you.
I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving next week.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, thanks, Rick. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you very much.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good night, everyone.
Thank you.